Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am the female coach to empower your mind and teach you how to become confident in your body. Join me on this voice journey as I hold space for you to reconnect back to yourself. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am currently sat on my floor. I've lit some incense. I mean, standard, right? For me to record a podcast. It is 10:46 a.m. I'm doing this early for a change, so you can have it today. But I really felt inspired and I had this big surge of passion to share this episode with you all because of the past couple of weeks, I've been making more of an effort to make more connections over the internet than I have been putting my time and energy into. So a lot of the time, not only from just starting my business, but over the past couple of years, most of my internet connections, I guess, have come from Instagram. And there's been a lot of influence over the past couple of weeks where I've just wanted to connect more with people on Facebook. And slowly, and if you were someone who has me on Facebook or actually has had me on Facebook for a long time, like years and years and years, you will see the transition that my Facebook now is purely used from a business point of view. I was going to say business standpoint, but yep, same thing. And so my content has really transitioned to reflect that. And it's funny, you can definitely see that from when you get your memories on Facebook, but it's not so much for me anymore a like personal, like it still is very personal and there's things I will post on there sometimes, I guess. I'm just trying to think. Lately, probably not. But anyway, the point of this is just to say, like, my Facebook is more business. And I always said, like, if my friends and my family don't like it, that's absolutely fine. You can unfriend me if you want, or you can. There is, like, an unfollow button on Facebook. If you didn't know that, if you don't want to unfriend someone, but you want to stop seeing their stuff, just go to their profile and unfollow. It's basically like when you mute someone's story or post on Instagram. So anyway, my Facebook, yeah, has transitioned, especially over the past 6 months specifically, into be more focused on my niche, I guess, which is, you know, female millennials, females, women overall, more so on my Facebook. And yeah, just to put out content that is obviously this is again from a business point of view, that is not only giving value, but I have sales posts on there as well. I have started to regularly oh my goodness, too much caffeine this morning, share my Instagram stories over onto my Facebook stories because that is a feature I just didn't utilize. I'm not too much of actually directly making a story on Facebook because, yeah, I don't know, the features just aren't good, the fonts aren't good. So I just make the effort to save because, unfortunately, my Instagram is connected to my business Facebook page, which is something completely different and I just need when I use Facebook ads and things like that. And so I can't exactly just, yeah, post my story to that because it will go on that one. Anyway, that's besides the point. That's a little ramble about the business side of things. My point that I wanted to share with you all is over the past couple of weeks, I've been connecting with a lot of different women from all over the world, like literally all over the world from different Facebook groups, people I haven't connected before that I may have had on Facebook for a while. And it got me really just thinking about where I started and how I started, because when I'm connecting with someone, like, I love to understand what they are doing. I don't care if they own their own business. I don't care if they work a 9-to-5, they're a stay-at-home mom, they, whatever it may be. I'm interested in knowing, like, what do you do and can I be a resource? Can I help? And along with that obviously comes with, like, how did you start? What exactly do you do? What's included with your, I guess, in quotation marks, job title, right? And right now I would call myself a female empowerment coach / mindset mentor. And it's been really, really interesting to have so many different conversations with different women from different backgrounds that I think half of the time, half have their own business and the other half, I guess, are women who, yeah, are stay-at-home moms or have a 9-to-5 or are trying to start a business or have a little side hustle. And it really got me thinking today because I was in an in-depth conversation with one lady who is actually called Jessica. And we had an in-depth conversation and I really kind of started to go through my story and how I got to where I am. And it's a question that I get a lot. For anyone that is new to the podcast, you are going to get the full rundown today. For those of you that are podcast OGs, you will probably know my story. You will probably know my transition. But I thought it would be probably such a good point. I mean, what is this? Episode 106. I thought this would be such a good point to actually speak, like give updated information to my podcast OGs and then just give like an introduction to all of the podcast listeners that are just popping on now, because I think it's really important. And it's something that I actually did a post on my Facebook that you can, and I did it on my Instagram as well. It's me, the picture for reference is me in a two-piece green top and a green skirt. And there's like flowers and chairs behind me. So go read it out. I did like a little introduction post because I think what I forget is I am constantly having new people follow me on Instagram, new people in my network on Facebook. And yeah, it just making that post reminded me of some of the places I've been, but like places I've been mentally and how I got to this. So I'm going to go right from the start. I'm just basically going to riff on how I got to where I am, why I'm doing what I'm doing, and just share with you a little bit about me that maybe I haven't gone in depth on completely. Basically, what am I now? 27. I'll do a quick rundown of, because it's not really the crux of what I want to go through, but a quick rundown of when I got out of high school. When I got out of high school, I had the mentality, it was drilled into me that you go to uni, you get a 9-to-5, you work there, you get married, you get a mortgage, etc. If that, again, disclaimer, I always put this disclaimers that if that is your life and that is what you want to do, that makes you happy, that's amazing. We need 9-to-5ers. Like we do. It's we need that to function well. But I knew that was not for me. Remember, this is my story and I knew it wasn't for me. But that's what I got conditioned to believe. So I went straight from high school. I enrolled into uni. I actually did 2 degrees. A lot of people don't know this about me. Hang on. I need a water break. I'm speaking so fast. I did a Bachelor of Business and I majored in HR. And then on the other side, I did a Bachelor of Arts. I majored in writing and I minored in French. And so I did the Bachelor of Arts because I could fit it in the 4 years of my business degree. Plus, I've always loved writing, hence why I put a lot of time into my captions, into my content. It's something that I gravitate towards, and yeah, I could fit it in. So anyway, I did it. I always say it was like my fun degree. I did that and towards the end, I actually finished both degrees in 3.5 years instead of 3 because I did a lot of, what am I trying to say? Like just one summer of summer school, right? So I could like smash out some units and yeah. Like shave 6 months off my degree. Yeah, I get it. # overachiever. Anyway, as I was getting towards the end, this is when I met my second boyfriend, and I started to get into the gym. Well, I was into the gym before I met him. Anyway, I fell in love in fitness. I really, really wanted to pursue fitness. Like I could feel like there was a passion. I was like, I don't want to sit in an office. I don't want to just stare at a window, be in a cubicle or desk, or, you know, like that whole thought process, right? I was like, that's just not for me. And I knew it wasn't for me. Did I enjoy uni? Did I get so much out of it? Absolutely fucking yes. Like this isn't me like saying don't go to TAFE, whatever. I got so much out of uni. I also made lifelong friends from uni. I learned a lot, but I just knew within myself, it just was not where my heart was. So anyway, I started to do, as I was finishing uni, my certs in fitness, cert 3 and cert 4, completed that. I then started, I was working at a pharmacy, in a cafe. I started to do mobile PT. I actually think I have some of my very first clients who listen to this podcast. So shout out to you all. You got me started in that. I literally put equipment into my car and I started doing mobile PT. I started to really, I guess, advertise myself, sell myself online as this is what I was doing. I got a lot of questions like, oh, don't you feel like you've wasted your uni degree? Don't you feel like, you know, you should be doing a 9-to-5? And it made me question myself. It made me be like, okay, did I just waste time? Did I waste money? Et cetera, et cetera. And I just knew that what I was doing was aligned with what I needed to do and to keep pursuing it. And next thing you know, fast forward, I got my first like proper, I guess, hired a fitness job in F45. That's what really kicked it off. I was there for a few years. I then started personal training. So because F45, if you don't know, are you living under a rock? But if you don't know, it is group fitness. So then I started personal training and fast forward, doing that a whole lot. But over the past, I guess, let's say 5 years, the past five, no, what am I, 27, 22? No, I'm going to say like three to nearly 4 years. I started to just really, I'd always been into personal development. I'd always been an avid reader since whenever I could start reading. And I just wanted to learn so much more about personal development and spirituality and mindset and meditation and the world and just everything, really. I really started to get into it myself personally with the boyfriend I had at the time. He was like big on personal development. He gave me a load of resources as well, which was great. And so I found as I was getting deeper, I eventually left F45. I just focused on personal training. So I was doing that for a bit. And I remember I would always have like conversations with my clients, which like during and after our PT session, where I would like dive a lot deeper into the whole mindset thing and give them journaling prompts or like ways to look at different situations. I would use my experience and my knowledge and I would give it to them and I'd share it to them. Be like, this is my suggestion. This is, you know, something I believe you should do. And then I did a talk with a couple of influencers at the time, slash a psychologist, slash a lady. They're all my friends who worked in radio. And I did a talk about body image and it was in a room. I got invited to speak. It was in a room of, I think, just over 100 women. And for me, I've always been very good at public speaking. So that's just always been a personal trait of mine. I was a prefect in high school, used to speak in front of the entire school all of the time. So I was so, so pumped because I definitely think there's things I want to do in my life that's going to involve more public speaking. And I'd always felt that. So being invited to do this was just like amazing. Did I feel a little bit nervous, like just butterflies? Yes, but it was more excitement. I did that. And from that speech, I was like, fuck, there is more for me to do than just personal train. Like, I have knowledge to share. I want to share. I want to make an impact. I want to connect with women after women and do something bigger. And so I remember I started writing a little bit of a blog on, I think I had like a Wix site or something. I didn't have my current website whatsoever as to what I have now. And I did that for a bit, but you know, I was stuck. This is when I was starting to be stuck in the stage of, I was doing personal training and I wanted to do something else, but I was scared. I was making excuses. I was self-sabotaging. Everything that I now coach my clients on, like I was there. This is the thing is what I do now is because I, and the niche that I have, all you females listening, is because like I've been there and don't think like I have it all figured out right now. No, but I'm constantly learning. I've got my own coaches. I've got my own mentors. But I was literally stuck in that spot where I was like, yeah, I like want something more, but I would play it small. I would play it safe. I would make excuses. I would have such a shitty money mindset. I didn't believe in myself. I would feed into my limiting beliefs. But I just knew there was something bigger for me. And when I eventually, if you guys had listened to my last episode of last year, you would know I moved in with a friend into an apartment in the city and we became a bit of a situationship. But go listen to that podcast episode. It's called Coming Home to Myself 2019, if you are not updated with that. Anyway, we became very close, not just in a situation sense, but in the sense of wanting to build a business, wanting to build a life of financial freedom and do whatever we want with the time. And this is when I got hired to manage a gym, and he was working a 9-to-5 as well. And in the first 6 months of living in this apartment, this is when I started the podcast. And it was something that I was like, I need to put my voice out there. And working alongside him and having these ideas and having someone to feed off was amazing, because I didn't really have anyone like that in my life that understood all these crazy projections that I had of my future. And I just started to brainstorm. I started to think, what could I do? I took on a beta round of clients, which for me, the beta round was completely free. I coached clients for 6 weeks, and it was like market research for me. I wanted to see how I could coach my concepts and how I could make them my own, because for me it was very important to learn and educate and use my experience, impact my clients, but in a way that is individual to me, right? I never wanted to copy anyone else. Obviously, everything in this world is not original, of course, but I really wanted to give it like the Jess Pennelly flair. And so I did that. I started my podcast, and I was obviously at the time still, and also I apologize if this story is a little bit disjointed, but this is how it's flowing out of my head. Started the podcast, still managing the gym studio, and yeah, if you're familiar with my old episodes, again, like, I was just fucking miserable because I wanted so much more. And that's when I got that call for Bali to go PT there, took that, and just everything shifted, because that was a huge change for me. I was coming out of heartbreak. I was coming out of literally anxiety and depression from my current job. I had quit the gym job. I went to another, like the managing job. I just went to casual PT because I was like, I'll do that and I'll spend more time on my business. I didn't. I was still self-sabotaging. And so when I took that chance to go to Bali, I didn't think right then and there that I would, you know, start a whole new life, start my business completely. I was like, no, fuck. Like, I've always wanted to coach in another country, which is something I had been manifesting for years. And let's just do this now. Let's have a change in environment. And that's where it really started to pivot once I made that decision. Like, I was scared and I didn't know whether I'd have a job to come back to, because, you know, it's a long time to leave. At first, it was only meant to be a couple of weeks, and it's turned into 2 months. So it was this whole big momentum thing where I really had to make a choice, and I had to overcome, as I said, a lot of things. I was dealing with heartbreak. I was dealing with so much anxiety and depression from my job and lack of motivation. And actually, in saying that, it wasn't lack of motivation. It was a lack of a why I wanted to do something, I just felt like, even though I was casual PTing, I still was earning good money. I wasn't putting, you know, all of my energy and efforts into building a business. And it just made me start to resent like what I was doing. I was going around in a fucking circle. I was like, the one thing that really inspired me each week was definitely my podcast and to get on there and show up, because it would make me show up, but not in like a forceful, like, fuck, I have to do this. Like, all my OGs know I love showing up for the podcast, but I really just wasn't projecting that energy elsewhere. And so I was also in a house environment with an ex-friend of mine and her partner, and it just wasn't meshing whatsoever, in the sense, like, my energy was just all fucking over the place. My mindset was shitty. And yeah, combining all of that stuff, plus the heartbreak, plus like figuring out who I was, what I wanted to do, because I had such big dreams and big hopes. And like, I was like, oh, like, how the fuck am I going to get there? And then go to Bali. live this life, realize that it's for me, go back, get basically quit / fired from my job. And that's why I was like, well, nothing's keeping me here in Perth now. Go back. And I started from the bottom. I had done that beta testing, so I had a bit of market research. My Instagram had already been growing from doing personal training and sharing a lot of fitness stuff on my Instagram. Friends, I'd get feedback from friends. I'd have, you know, I'd bring in my own experiences, and I've experienced a lot of my age. So for those of you that don't know, when I was 18, my mum passed away. So for these years, like, I've definitely dealt with grief in different stages, in different volumes, that I've had a lot of different life experience. And myself, I've seen psychologists, I've seen two in my 20s. And I just wanted to have that plus educate myself. I regularly not only have coaches and mentors, but I regularly do my own, education, like courses when it comes to cognitive behavioral therapy and things like that. So I'm constantly educating myself. And I think what really, really made me like be like, fuck yes, I'm going to do this, when I was in Bali, was yes, the change of environment, yes, the change of people I was around. But I realized that life is too short to keep fucking around. And I really just did not want to continue feeling how I felt. I was at such a low point when I quit the studio manager position. I moved out of the apartment because the situationship went all fucked up. Moved in with my friend and her partner. I wasn't working towards my dream. I was playing victim. And so when I moved and I started, it was hard. Like, I had no real savings. I had to make it work. And that's the thing, when you are literally rock bottom, it could have been a lot worse, right? It could have been a lot worse. Like, yes, I had a bit of money, so I could have literally had zero money. I could have had zero support from like my family and my friends. But I felt pretty rock bottom. I felt like I was fucking not achieving my dreams. And I made it work. I made it work. And I feel like this year, one of my problems has been like being comfortable, being complacent. And that's why, you know, I have a kick up the ass and I have a hard pep talk with myself, with my coaches, my mentors, the people around me who I trust. And that's how I kind of have gotten to where I am, because I knew the biggest thing was that I followed my intuition. At each stage of my life, like when I came out of high school, even though I was like, oh, I just don't know if that's life for me, like I was like, intuitively, I knew I had to go experience university. And I'm glad I did, because yes, I learned a lot. Yes, I made lifelong friends, but it was definitely part of the journey that I needed to do and to undertake. And I'm so glad, you know, one of the hardest points was definitely deciding to do my Cert 3 and 4, but deciding to do a fitness job instead of take a 9-to-5 job, because immediately that 9-to-5 would have paid better. Like, if we just look at it logically, it would have paid better, would have had more benefits, it would have been a lot more permanent and, yeah, not all over the place. But I didn't. I went through, and when I first started, I was working literally, I'm trying to think, I think it was like 20, I did every single class. I think it was like 23 to 25 classes a week. I lived by myself at this point in time, which actually was another big pivotal point. When I first took this fitness job, I was living by myself, and I think that helped me really gain my independence. But yeah, it was a big leap, because, you know, I had so much like feedback in my ear from people around me, like, oh, what are you doing? Like, you just did uni, you just wasted this time. And I'm like, oh my God, have I fucking wasted my time? But I listen. This is like, if it's anything you take away, like, take away this, like, listen to your gut, listen to your intuition, quiet down the mind, get in a safe space and listen to what your subconscious is telling you, what your intuition is telling you, because I'm so glad I just pushed through. And I had hard moments. I had hard moments with money. I had moments where I was like, am I going to make rent? I was going out a fuckload too while I started this fitness job, so that didn't help. But I kept taking opportunities. I kept saying yes. And I held myself back when I had that buffer period of just before I went to Bali. I just, yeah. I felt like giving up, and I don't mean that in the utmost respect in a suicidal sense. So I don't want anyone to get that vibe. I just meant like, oh, I may as well just keep doing this. I may as well just go with the flow. Like, I'm making money. And I honestly like nearly said no to the coaching part in Canggu because it was to cover one of their head coaches while they went back to their while they went back to England for 4 weeks. And I was just like, oh, I don't know. And my dad was like, come on, like, just give it a shot. Like, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity type of thing. And it's really what I've noticed is that I have made sure that over the years, in the most part, that I have pushed myself. And then the times that I didn't check in with myself, the times that I didn't push myself were the times that I just coasted and I wasn't happy and I wasn't fulfilled. I wasn't connecting with my why. And everything that I do now, everything that I coach on, is because I understand and I get it. And I've had so much experience. I've experienced a lot of trauma. You know, trauma comes in different forms. It's just not like something traumatic, like you had a drug addiction or you watched your dad with alcoholism. Like, trauma is anything. It's getting fired from a job. It's a breakup. It's losing a pet. It's, you know, losing a friend. It's not getting what you wanted on your exam results. Like, trauma is like everything. So just remember there's different stages of trauma that, you know, it's one thing that I'll probably talk about when I feel ready on this podcast, but I don't want you to think like trauma has to be some fucking hectic thing. It doesn't. And I learned that, you know, my biggest trauma is definitely my mum dying when I was 18 and watching her die. And that's a big pivotal point for me. But there's been so much over the past few years that I'm like, what the fuck? That's a bit of trauma, you know, and it's been reflected in my relationships. It's been reflected in the way I behave and I act. And you know, you need to take the time to heal that trauma and allow it, but use that trauma as opportunity and stop playing victim, because there were just moments where I look back and even as I'm speaking now and I'm like, wow, I just fucking played victim. So I get it. You know, what I was saying there was I get it and this is why I do what I do. I am by no means a licensed therapist or a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Which I've been to, as I said, I've been to two psychologists in the past few years, and that is something I pride. You know, maybe ask me this like 5-6 years ago, I would shy away and be like, oh, I haven't seen a psychologist, but fuck that. Fuck having the taboo around that. Like, I love seeing a psychologist, especially my latest psychologist. She is just, she's a gem. She's amazing. And if you haven't gone to a psychologist, like I don't care if you are just the worst in quotation marks thing is that you can't, I don't know, you lost a pet. I mean, that's fucking pretty traumatic, but I'm just saying, you know, because I don't want anyone to be like, oh yeah, of course, like you lost your mom. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Everyone should go see a psychologist. Everyone. It is just so healthy to have a third party who is not emotionally attached from you, give you insight, give you direction, and also listen. So this is like a call that you need to go and see a psychologist, like at any point, invest in yourself. And in fact, this is for my Australian listeners, but I do know on a GP health plan, you can get now, it used to be 10 sessions, but you can get 20 sessions that are covered or a percentage is covered by your healthcare. So I know when I was utilizing this, it was, my session was like 180, I think, but I only ended up paying like $55.60. And that was the best $55.60 I had spent every couple of weeks because it's so, so worth it. And I know people are like, oh, the money, it's so expensive. Regardless, like, work it out. Do it once a month if you can. Like, look at your finances. I know everyone says this, but like, you spend that on food, you spend that on meaningless shit. Do you really need to do another online shopping of clothes? Why don't you take that $100 and put it towards seeing a therapist or a psychologist? Because they have the tools, they have the training to deal with that in the sense. Now, myself, as a coach, I help you become aware of these things. I bring awareness into your life and I hold space for you. And I coach you on, you know, the mindset side, on the lifestyle side. That's why I love doing the lifestyle side, because for me, that's like all your confidence, all your empowerment, how you present yourself as a woman. So this is what I really, the things that I coach, I get so passionate about, and I believe in it, and I see it through my members on Woman Up Monthly, through my one-on-one clients, through my group coaching clients on The Awakened Woman. I see transformation because I have been there and I've done that and I've experienced this and I still experience these things. Like, I practice what I preach. So the reason that I started and I do what I do is because I've been there, but I also know that you can get through it with the things that I learned, with the things that I experienced. And I make sure if I have any new concept or anything that's new or I'm learning, that I learn it fully first. I talk through it with, you know, a beta testing system, or I talk through it with another coach/mentor, which I have been doing actually recently with a friend of mine who's a business coach. So that's my story. That's kind of like a what are we up to now? 31 minutes of me sharing with you of how I got to where I am and how I continue to not only build on myself, build on my character, build myself as a coach, but to just bring awareness into the fact that it's okay to have moments where you are broken. It's okay to have moments where you play victim. But my job, gravitated towards is making you aware of that, making you aware of those moments where you think there's like no other choice or you can't possibly get what you want and you feel like you can't work through it. I spent long periods of times where I felt like I couldn't work through it, or I couldn't possibly have what I envisioned, or I wasn't good enough, or I wasn't worthy enough. And that's why one of my main elements of my coaching is mindset and limiting beliefs, because I've worked through it and I know it very, very well, and I've seen every different aspect of it that you can possibly imagine. I hope that you have all enjoyed this now 32-minute rant, and I think it was so important to introduce myself. So hi, I'm Jess Pennelly. I am your female empowerment coach, and I would love to connect with you all in some way, shape, or form. I get a lot of DMs all the times in ways, both how you can work with me, and you can join my membership platform, Woman Up Monthly. In that membership, every month you get access to masterclasses, video trainings, exclusive podcast episodes. So if you enjoyed the podcast now, you will get an extra podcast every month. So you have 5 all up together each month. We do live meditations, I do live Q&As, we do group coaching, you also have access to one-on-one coaching with me as well. From there, I do specific one-on-one coaching for 3 or 6 months, plus I have a group coaching program, the Awakened Woman Group Coaching, which all of this I'll put in the show notes below. And if you're not quite ready to invest right now, go to my Instagram at JessPennelly. Come add me on Facebook, join my free Facebook group, The Daily Flow. There is a bunch of free content, video trainings. I do, you know, mini trainings on my Instagram stories every day. Come watch it. Come check it out. I'm giving, because I know sometimes we're not always ready to invest, or we don't have the resources, or, I mean, I believe that everyone is resourceful and everyone can find a way, but if you can't right now, that is fine. Come and join my free stuff. And of course, this podcast, share it with someone, share on your story, tag me what your biggest takeaway was from this, like what you're going to do, or, you know, what you really resonated with when it comes to changing and listening to your intuition. But I appreciate you all so much, whether you've been listening from the very start, because this podcast really helped project me into where I am, or whether you just started listening. And I would love if you could please, please leave me a 5-star review or a written review. It means so much to the podcast, but I will speak to you soon. Bye.